Free the Nipple. Have you heard of the Free the Nipple movement?
No, but I like it here.
You're a born feminist, Ryan.
Do not go gentle into that good night. Old age should burn and rave at close of day. Rage, rage against the dying of the light.
Welcome to another episode of Burn and Rave. I am Sam.
My name is Ryan.
And
we are here to make you laugh.
That's our goal. Make you chill. Make you laugh. We are a vibe, man. But Ryan,
that's our business.
I've sensed low these last few days. A little sense of hesitation, concern over whether or not our audience enjoys us.
Yeah, because I don't look at all the numbers and whatnot on the computer with information and things.
I get the data. I get the reports.
Right, and so I don't think about it all that frequently, and so then I wonder if Sam doesn't send me enough reports. I wonder if people aren't listening anymore.
Yeah, poor Ryan. And it's a catch-22 with Ryan, because if I send him a lot of data and emails and I tag him in posts, he goes, "The hell is all this stuff? You tagged me all these notifications. Oh my God, slow it down."
I'll leave the conversation.
But then, when I don't give him the data, he gets bummed out. He wonders, like, what's happening in Burn and Rave land.
Well, yeah, I don't... I don't know what the appropriate number is here, but there's a number of texts I think is reasonable for a day, and you usually exceed that.
Oh, I exceed that by 10 a.m.
If Sam texts you once, he's texted you three times.
Yeah.
Every time, it's ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, yeah. And then you have to...
Fingers like lightning.
You have to drop like a heart if you have an Apple or an iPhone, right? You have to drop a heart or a thumbs up or an exclamation. Like, right? You can't just leave the text hanging there. Like,
you got to acknowledge that you've seen it.
Some reaction, yeah. Right? But here's what I wanted to say to you, Ryan. We started this because we were just hanging out and having conversations. And like, I kind of don't want to forget that. And I was telling my wife the other day, I was like, I don't think... She said, "How'd it go?" I said, "Well, you know, I don't think we totally got a great episode, this and that." And then I was thinking, isn't it weird to like rate our dates? Like, imagine if before we were doing a podcast, my wife's like, "How was your play date with Ryan?" And I'm like, "Well, it was like a 3 out of 5.
Cat pooped in the sandbox." And
yeah. He told a few good jokes. I was a little off my game, you know. So it was like a 6 out of 10.
He offered me some dope.
All right. I mean, what if, like, I'm not giving myself or you a Yelp review after our play dates. So I don't think we should do that after our podcast. Like, this is our play date and we shoot the shit.
Okay, let's stop that conversation a few words ago and we'll just go from there. Sometimes you just weird me out with your...
You don't want them to know the
verbiage.
Secret. Shoot the shit?
No.
What did I say?
Play date.
I don't want to be here.
Yes, you do.
I don't.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
It's grow out of terms. I remember one time I told my daughter, I said, I don't know, she was maybe 12. I said, "Oh, do you have a play date this weekend with whoever, you know, Lisa?" And she goes, "Dad, it's not a play date anymore. It's a hangout. It's a hangout. We're going to hang out." It's like, did you know it? So I think from 0 to about 12.
You are 12, such a square.
It's a play date. 12 to like what? 14, it's a hangout.
I have no idea. I have two of them and I still don't know.
Well, what is it called when two guys in their 40s get together? If not a play date.
Pathetic?
Yeah.
Most likely?
Yeah. We could be worse.
Yeah, we could be Corvette guys.
Well, the car, you can notice this Corvette badge. You know, this does have a checkered flag on it because the Corvette always wins.
Seriously, there's a lot of ways to have midlife crisis.
You see how big my dick is?
God, or a big truck guy?
That's cute. I remember my first lift.
Yeah, also irritating.
Fuck. This is way better. You know, sitting in a studio,
Right, because we don't inflict ourselves on everybody like they do. Right. People choose to be inflicted upon by us.
That's right.
So they are consenting.
Right.
And they are receiving our gift. And
yeah.
And we are both, everybody is enjoying the experience. Yeah.
It would be the equivalent of, like, if I like those big trucks, I would walk up to those big trucks. I would put my ear against the muffler of those big trucks. I'd yell, "Hey, turn it on, man. Oh, this is great." Right? That would be the equivalent. You go to them.
Yeah.
They just fucking blow their smoke and their, you know, right? It'd be like us turning Burn and Rave up and just rolling down McHenry as loud as possible. It's not cool. Let people come to us.
Mm-hmm.
Let people come to us.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Don't be dicks.
Yeah, we'll just sit here and do what we do.
Yeah, edit, throw some music on top, and enjoy. Because I really like to think about people really, like, not tuning in and fit with laser focus. Because that kind of scares me a little bit, right? Because then I feel like I have to worry about what I say.
Oh, you don't want the laser focus. I don't want focus.
That, no.
Right, right. You want... What should we listen to? I don't know. How about this?
Right.
That's what you want. Yeah.
Go to a nice Italian restaurant. You hear piano in the background. There's some dude in a tuxedo with a tip jar, and he's fucking playing in the background. Makes the night a little more elegant.
It adds an extra level. Mm-hmm. I understand what you're saying. So what venue would this be appropriate at?
Having Burn and Rave in the background?
Yes.
Probably like a porn set.
I was going to say OBGYN.
OBGYN yeah. office. Everybody would want an abortion. I'm sorry.
Two middle-aged men jacking their jaws about jack shit.
Oh, God.
In the gynecologist's office, they'd be like, fuck. Oh. Just get it over with.
Now, I'm guessing you're going to want to be in the room.
Yeah, it's my baby.
At least as far as you know, it is.
Oh, those poor women. They're already there for...
Well, but let's look at the bright side. They're not playing our show in any OBGYN offices, and they never will, so it's a really kind of a moot point.
I can't remember what show it was, but I think we've been banned from all medical offices, dental, orthopedic, chiro.
Now, just to be fair here, I am not in any way trying to downplay OBGYNs. Like maybe we did with the chiropractors and the dentists.
No, they were important. Although, however, you may not think it possible for me to degrade the OBGYN profession. It is a phenomenal profession. They gave birth to our children. But the nurses in those rooms, when you're giving birth, like they are right there. And the doctors run around delivering babies, right? Those nurses have delivered hella babies. Like, tons of babies.
Yeah, those are some real golden glovers right there.
Right. And I'm not saying the OBGYN's not important. They're very important. I'm sure lots of terrible things happen that they must be trained for. But these nurses, we were, I think it was our second born. I can't remember if it was our second or third. But boy, that child was damn near out, right? And then the doctor rushes in last second, gets all the credit.
Yeah.
You watch football?
A little bit, not really, no.
Sometimes a quarterback, like, passes and passes and passes. It gets to, like, you know, 99-yard line, and then like, the running back runs it in.
Right.
For, like, 1 yard.
It's a good run.
Ooh, touchdown. Like, motherfucker, I just passed 99 yards. I was 8 of 8, and this fucker does a jump and gets all the credit. So that's
but he made a web gem.
Do you have a rash or something I should be concerned about?
No, it's just this... Can't taste anything or smell anything.
Oh, fuck you.
That motherfucker's not joking.
Throat's all. It's not feeling good.
Yeah, man.
I am. Oh, I think I got your microphone. Oh, we're going to have to switch them here.
Oh, man. This is not okay. This shit is bad, man.
Ryan's not COVID safe. But I did have to take a COVID test.
Dude, I hope they stuck that thing so far up your fucking...
Dude. Head.
Don't you even try it, G. And if you want to be friends with... All right.
Tickled your brain.
It sucked.
Oh, tell me about it.
It hurt. So I get there. So I get a call from HR at work.
Another sexual harassment.
I said, listen, Carol. And she said, no, it's not another sexual harassment thing. This is different. And I was like, all right, Carol from HR, then what is it? And
she said, what is it, sweet tits?
I'm just kidding. What do you got for me, sugar tits?
What do you got, burber burber?
All right. Why don't you come over for a little slack-em yak-em?
Lay her down and slack-em yak-em. Cole got to be, you know, man. Shit.
Sorry, we like the world as it is. So HR calls you. And yes. It's not sexual harassment, thankfully.
No. She says, someone you work closely with tested positive.
Fuck.
For COVID-19.
Whew. Thought it was going to be herpes.
We don't work that closely. So they said, we need you to leave right now and go get a test.
Fuck.
Like, oh, fuck. So I was like, all right, well, I get to leave 2 hours early, yeah. You know?
Did they pay you for this shit? They
should. I don't know yet. I think, I don't know, whatever. So I go and there's a woman in front of me and then me, and we're all outdoors. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? There's nobody in that office. It's like one of these urgent care places, you know? But they had the 2 hour test results. So that's where they sent me. So the woman in front of me goes up and the lady does her spiel, you know, pull your mask down over your nose. And she takes that swab and she sticks it in the woman's nose. And she was like, you know, she looked like she was uncomfortable, but, you know, and pulled it back out. And then she did the other nostril, you know, and then she pulled her mask back up and kind of cleared her eyes and walked off. And I was like, all right, well, I guess that's not bad. Mm-hmm. I get up there, dude, and I pull my mask down. And she jams that motherfucker into my nose. I swear to God, dude, I turned 6 years old. I was like, shit. I was like stomping my feet. Like and then she's twisting it. She's twisting
she's
it in there.
She's in your tear ducts and shit. She's like the Q-tips popping out your eyeball
shit. It's rubbing up that one exposed part of your brain.
Oh.
I think, like, what makes cocaine so awesome.
Shut
I think
up.
She's up there somewhere. And she's turning it. And I'm like, my eyes are all teared up. And keep in mind, my boss is right behind me because he had to go get tested too.
Because he was close to you.
Yeah, so he's right behind me, and I'm like, and then she pulls it out, and I'm like, oh, that sucked. And she's like, I'm not done.
Oh,
I was like, no. And she goes into my other nose.
Oh,
and dude, she loves it. I can see it in her face, man. She's like, her joy is being sucked from my tears.
Dude.
And it's like, you remember in Harry Potter with when the Dementors and they suck people's faces off? That's like what she was doing to me with like.
And she's just fucking pumping it up and down, isn't she? She's a plunger, dude.
Spinning it, twisting it, flicking it.
Oh, she was just mad at
biting
all the men. Dude, she was taking some shit out on you, some rage.
Oh,
did they pull out?
I turn around and my boss, I'm like, ew, that sucked.
Fuck.
That sucked.
did they pull any COVID out of that brain of yours, or how do you?
Negative.
Let's get to the meat of the. You good?
Negative.
Because okay, we're six feet apart.
Hey, when's the last time you've been tested? You're more of a risk to me than I am to you, motherfucker.
At this point, that may be accurate because I have not had my brain stabbed with a Q-tip. Although, sometimes I feel like I've done that to myself. Like, I'm not totally sure when to stop when driving a Q-tip into your ear. You know what I mean? Like, there's that little soft part, and then you're like, it kind of tickles, and you go a little deeper.
Then you get a sharp pain, then you go just a little bit further.
Yeah.
I like to go till the second swab is in my inner ear canal.
Right.
And then pull it back out. That's where you get all the good clumpy stuff.
Yeah. Oh, gross. But sometimes you dig and then you get past and then you start to think to yourself like a sword swallower must think like the first time they tried, right? Like, how deep can I get this thing? And you start, you can hear that shit go. You know, as it gets past, like, whatever bristles are past the third layer of your fucking eardrum, dude. Here's a shit story. Related. Gross. But it's about ear stuff. My mom, God love her, she's been complaining about dizziness.
I've had that giant clump of earwax pushing on your eardrum.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, that's what I had.
Oh, that's made you dizzy?
Uh-huh.
So you were dizzy, and then you went to the doctor, and they fucking pulled out a candle?
Mm-hmm.
Gross.
Mm-hmm.
When we zoom into Candlestick Park in the southeastern corner.
But it felt so good.
Oh, it must have felt like a fucking champagne bottle just popping out of your fucking ear.
Felt really good.
Oh, I can feel how that would feel. Just a sense of total relief.
It's any large release.
Yeah, true. Anytime you're all shook up and wound tight, and you're able to just release that out into the world.
That sound, did you have to make that sound?
Isn't that just the most relaxing thing? Let me just back up a touch. Please erase that whole thing from your mind. And let me just go back to the Q-tips.
I'm not sure that was my fault.
We're in the Q-tip ear region. I was going to tell you a thing about my mom that's connected, you'll see, to a Q-tip, and then you went off. But I take my mom.
I'm getting accused of that a lot lately. I won't have it.
I took her to the ENT. That's ear, nose, and throat. And she was complaining about dizziness. And then...
Ed, Ted?
Yeah, I know. No, she has insurance, fortunately. So she didn't have to go to some...
We're your ENT. Yeah. Ed, Ned, and Ted. Who do you want in your nose? Who do you want in your ears? And who do you want in your throat? Meaning working.
Right. So my mother goes in his doctor's office. I didn't go in with her because I think that's gross. I'm a fully grown adult male. I should not be with my mother in the doctor's office.
Right.
So she comes out of the doctor's office and she's kind of giggling, and I say, "So what?"
Sorry.
I didn't realize it was gonna be like, did you turn up the gain on the mics?
No.
They're picking up more stuff.
I apologize. Everybody, hold on. All right. I apologize for the interruption. I did not realize the microphone was going to pick that up. I swear he turned up the gain or something has happened because that was an accident. Anyway, continue, please, sir.
You know, that moment has passed.
No.
I can't retrieve the sense of humor and urgency in that moment. So, point of the story is she came out less dizzy, and they had retrieved from her inner ear a Q-tip that was like half broken. It's like half of an entire Q-tip had been lodged in her ear for who knows how long. Months.
Wow.
And fun fact, it didn't cure her dizziness, but she's absent one Q-tip. So
did they look past the Q-tip? Hopefully.
Yeah, find more Q-tips, maybe some cotton balls, some tampons.
Car keys.
She has been complaining about missing jewelry.
Sam, you know what the doctors recommend with ear. Don't stick anything in there.
No.
Smaller than your elbow.
That's
our safety disclaimer for the show.
Do you ever watch Shark Tank?
It's ammonia. It's good for plants. No.
There was an invention. This guy, it was a golf club that was hollow and you could pee in it. Like it would collect up to a pint of urine.
So when
you're out on the back nine, you sneak your dick into this this club shape.
Hey, yeah. What you doing over there, Gary? looking for my wood.
Can
my
nine iron.
Drop my ball. All right, come on. Okay. He just walks up with like straddling his golf bag.
I'll hold your wood.
You never putted with a wedgie?
No.
You just take your stance and then this is a wedgie.
Let me help you look.
It was literally an invention so that these fucking rich people could piss on golf courses on the back nine. And you know what? It got snatched up. People invested millions. That thing's being sold all over the world. You can fucking piss in a nine iron. Like a plastic. Yeah.
Casually can you unveil yourself and then urinate with like without being able to move at all? Mm-hmm. Like how casual can you, or do you just like go, hey, so I'm going to take a leak.
I'm not much of a golfer, but I do know that a lot of golfers carry these little leather like towels. Little like little chamois, and so that particular golf
for their balls.
Yeah, it's a little just like a little shower curtain for their balls.
For their balls,
they wrap that. They stay modest. They pee in their golf club, and then they move on with their lives.
But do you try and sneak it, or you just go, hey, I'm taking a leak. Everybody, just gonna look that way.
I think it depends on how well you know the people you're golfing with. You know what I mean? Like if you and I were golfing, we would probably fill them up with urine and go all lightsaber on each other.
XYZ, examine your zipper.
Could you imagine, wait, like the guy waiting behind your party. And everybody's just like taking a leak.
Everyone's can I just pissing in their
play
clothes.
Through?
Hold on.
Fuck. That has to... that,
look. And then let's talk about the elephant in the room. Oh. What about the women?
Oh.
Does this device work?
I don't think you just called women elephants.
Wait, right. Did would they stand or sit? I,
oh,
you know
when
what?
They,
I
don't,
okay,
do the
well, there's a female version coming down the pipe. We got you covered, ladies. I mean, what if they laid it on the ground and then straddled it like a horse?
Well, no, we turned the bag into a women's urinal. The whole bag.
What do you mean?
The whole golf bag, right? So for men, you can easily just pee into like a one little club.
Into a tube.
Into a tube.
Right, but I mean, excuse me, I mean, hey, I'm 14. But I mean, top of the golf bag is shaped yes. like a saddle.
Exactly.
And she can just sort of walk up to it and sling one leg over real quick.
Brilliant.
Drooper fuck. Skirt all around her.
Brilliant. That's it.
Let her rip.
That's it. That's
shake it.
It
off. Walk away.
And the golf bag collapses kind of like an accordion. Right?
Now, where does she carry her clubs?
Well, see, that's the problem, I think, of our prototype is you kind of have to make a choice.
You know what?
Do you pee?
Here's how you solve that problem.
Okay.
Because let's face it, golf's basically for shitheads. So,
wealthy shitheads.
Here's right. Here's where we're going with this. What they really want, two little Indian boys in fancily colored clothes with bamboo poles between yeah. them and a little wicker basket in the middle in their seat with a young girl fanning them and feeding them dates. That's what they want. That's what they're working toward here.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, with caddies and things like this, now they're going to have two caddies, one for their piss bag and one for their clubs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you have, yeah, so two caddies, and then the one caddy comes up behind you to kind of pat you on the soak up any drips.
Oh,
for the
no.
women. And the man,
no.
he comes by and just gives a little flick.
I don't think yes. your plan is
Are you
legal?
Crazy?
Yes.
Who would give you $10 for that?
I don't think your plan is legal. Well, I don't think
I'm just,
you could sell that on Shark Tank.
It's not any worse or gross or anything than...
Well, no, I think in this, if we're going to use the golf bag as a woman's urinal on the golf course...
Oh, I see what you're saying. You're afraid that it's going to appear that the caddy is getting paid for sexual favors. And that's why you said it's not legal. But guess what? He ain't getting paid.
Oh my God. I think, this is Mar-a-Lago. I just want to invent, I think it's unfair that women can't urinate on the golf course.
So do I. I think it's unfair that women cannot go out topless.
Oh man. We were having, this is dangerous territory.
I know
Ryan,
it
but,
is.
But hold
I was
on.
Hesitant to enter.
No, hold on.
Oh, choppy waters.
What do you mean? I feel like you were just living there for like a good 10 minutes. And I was trying to pull you out. But here we are again. Free the nipple. Have you heard of the free the nipple movement?
No, but I like it here.
You're a born feminist, Ryan. You know, I'm torn by the free the nipple movement because it's essentially... A lot of feminists, young feminists, who just don't want to wear bras anymore and want to just free the... And it's not fair that men, you know, our nipples can be shown and not be censored.
Right.
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 And our accounts not banned because we show nipples, but women, if they are topless, so we've sexualized nipples.
Hey, hold on
nipples.
To those Lenny Kravitz magazines, buddy. They're going to become a real collector's item no. soon when they ban male nudity
Seriously,
in magazines.
It's so funny how guys, it's totally fine for them to go topless, but because we got a little bit of fat on our chest, oh God.
Oh, so there's another, instead of free the nipple, we should boycott the nipple or something, male and female. Right, instead of women
taking their shirts
their
off,
nipples and taking their shirts off like us,
we put our shirts
we've
back
gotta
on.
We've got to put our fucking shirts on. We got to cover our nipples. That's our movement. Cover the nipple. Right.
I think this legitimately makes you the most sensible bodybuilder on the planet.
Cover the nip.
What do you mean? You want me to put clothes back on? What about my spray tan?
Cover the nip.
Yeah. Yeah. Please.
Yep.
Do you flex downs like in your like a little tight security guard uniform like a stripper would wear. That'd look cute, and you could still do all your moves, and we'd still always see your muscles, so you don't have to have a little cock pocket.
Here's the secret to a lot of...
Cock pockets!
Here's the secret to a lot of buff guys, okay?
.com.
They post, like, their before and afters, it's not, they didn't fucking get big suddenly. They just went from like a large t-shirt to an extra small t-shirt. Yeah. That's all that changed. I was like, damn, you made hella gains. Like, no, motherfucker. He's wearing his middle school brother's shirt.
I'm not talking about like bullshit fitness influencers or whatever in your world. I'm talking about like the pose down Arnold's in the big shows.
Sure.
Right? The big, huge motherfuckers.
Those guys.
The Mr. Universes and stuff. Get them those cute little cop uniforms, right?
Yeah.
And then they can do the little pose down. You still see everything. It'll look cute. We don't have to see everything.
Plums. Getting all swollen. With a light blue hue to them. Fresh and juicy, ready for the picking.
Hot pockets.
Banana hammocks.
Banana hammocks.
Oh, man. I could never, you know, no matter how hard those coaches tried, I could never wear the Speedo on the swim team. And I know you were into that a little bit, but the one race I did, like JV swimming, I borrowed a fucking Speedo from my buddy Chris, because you had to wear a Speedo. You couldn't fucking swim in board shorts, which is what I mostly practice in. So the coach made me put on some fucking Speedos. My buddy Chris, like, he threw me a pair, and they were like these red, white, and blue fucking American flag with a white butt. And you know how that shit gets so thin, you know? Oh, it was awful, man. So I was like, towel.
I'm pretty sure I had a suit like that.
Dude, they're ready to fucking pull the trigger. I'm like, waiting. Like, oh, take your mark. That's when I took my towel off. Right. Then I jumped on the board.
Don't even look at your cute little bottom.
Dude, I didn't want anybody to see my shit. And then, yeah, I jumped out just as fast.
Isn't that ashamed. Isn't that pretty much what we've made every day of a woman's life now?
You mean the fear of
being ogled all the time for no fucking reason?
Yes. Oh my god. It's very difficult.
We're really sorry. We're just not good at
on behalf any of all of men.
Not the show. Yeah, men. We're not good at this stuff at all.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're kind of trying.
Have you ever seen girls? They get sent home for spaghetti straps or midriffs and shit like that. And the reason that they're given is it's distracting
to the boys, yeah. Right. Which is complete bullshit.
What?
And that was an issue I had when the girls had a code of conduct thing from their school. It said no yoga pants and stuff.
Oh.
And I was like, well, what if they like wearing yoga pants? What if they like wearing... Well, it's a distraction. Well, that's the boys' problem.
Yeah.
Not her problem.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Fuck that shit
pisses me off.
Fuck yeah. Damn, they had a no yoga pants rule?
I think underskirts or something is fine. But
the knees, and it's wild. And, you know, I'm not advocating for fucking, you know, G-strings in ninth grade, but when the problem is the boys are distracted, then it's not the girls' responsibility.
Exactly.
Right? We gotta put these motherfucking boys in their own class, man.
Message!
Well, you know, I had a friend who put it beautifully, and she was saying, well, if pregnancy, like, you know, when it comes down to, like, abortion and birth control and, you know, giving condoms to kids and all the shit, she says, you know, if being pregnant was a man's problem,
oh yeah,
they'd have solved that shit a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
We wouldn't be dealing with this anymore.
100%, dude.
You know? 100%. But instead, they're just like, whoa, no, that's, you're the one that gets pregnant. That's your deal. You figure that out.
Some comedian once said, you know, if men were the ones who got pregnant, there would be drive-through abortion. Just fucking...
oh, that's so...
Isn't that awful?
Let me get a Big Mac,
large fry, and get this fucking... Get this fucking thing out of here! I mean, that's how it would be. But this is the problem when we have fucking...
No, dude, it'd be some sort of drive-by laser treatment.
Oh, that's it.
And just on your way.
Dude, okay, yeah. Pick up your fucking hamburger, lane one, and then drive to lane two, and this fucking laser... Yes, that is... Yes, that's the problem. And that's... And here's... But I can't remember. I want to say it was Dave Chappelle. He made an abortion comment. And forgive... This is... You know, abortion is not funny. But he said, I'm fine with the woman choosing, because sometimes the boy is like, I don't want to have a baby. And the girl says, I want to have a baby. Right? And if she wants to have the baby, this boy cannot make her have an abortion. Right? But he's on the hook for the rest of his life as the father of this child.
Mm-hmm.
So Dave Chappelle says, look, if you want to have the baby, fine. But he has no responsibility anymore. If he says no, if he wants to have an abortion and you don't, then you have to cut him loose. And I sort of felt like that was logical, right? He is saying, please don't. I can't. I'm not ready.
Because the girl has so much at risk. You know what I mean? She's having like a procedure. Her emotional state could be, you know what I mean? Like that's
okay.
Very damaging to a woman's mental state, I think. You know, it's anti-natural. It's not natural. You know what I mean? I think the emotional toll is extremely. Well, let's face it. Nobody goes in there because they're like, hey, I hate babies. It's always some sort of outstanding circumstances or, you know, something. So I am not advocating for anything, although it sounds like I am. Mm-hmm. I am not at all. I'm just saying that boys, if they go that far with it, then they're hooked. They're on the line now, for the rest. As soon as you conceive a child, you've made a decision to see it through.
And
whether you've married to the woman or not or whatever, you're still there.
But I mean, and what these young boys need to know is that means as soon as you put your pee-pee in her VV, like it could be like one little pump, and you're fucked for life. You've got a baby. You got to raise. And in my mind, by the way, I wasn't thinking of the emotional toll, even the physical toll, because I was thinking this is like the day after, and she's like, I'm pregnant, or like the first, like when you can still take a pill or something, right? I don't know exactly when that expires and when it like goes from like pills and shit to like actual. But in that early stage, but you make a good point. Yeah, she's on the hook. It's her body that gets operated on. Wow, that's... I like this conversation because you help me sort of see another perspective. So this means, boys, holy shit, you better be careful.
You are on the hook from day one.
Like, responsibility fucking needs to start early. Teaching responsibility, understanding, learning... And all this fucking porn you're watching is not going to help understand the responsibility of protection or dare I say, abstinence? I know you can't abstain, but, you know, be careful.
Certainly can.
You can try.
There's all kinds of other ways to entertain oneself.
That's true. That's true.
When yon find ye alone.
There are other podcasts for that. I'm sure you've Googled. Oh, boy. That's hard, man.
Bend over. I don't know why you'd have to bend. Maybe you're into some really kinky self-erotica.
Those are the other ways. Boy, yeah.
Would you want to straddle a toilet? Whatever you do, man.
Whatever you do, fucking dude. Have you ever been in a home with a bidet and there's... I can't remember where it was, but I had come into a fucking fancy-ass bathroom and there was a turd in the bidet, Ryan. It was in the bidet. And I remember, as I'm having a vision, I'm like 14, I turn around, I see like the door closed and just like a sport coat. And in my mind, I'm thinking, I gotta find the owner of this turd. And he has a brown sport coat. Like I just saw the shoulder
as he was exiting. The crime.
Yes, this motherfucker shit in the bidet.
You were so looking forward to using that bidet weren't you?
Yes, there's like a toilet and a bidet, and this dude was confused, man. And so, yeah, I never found
that. Somehow a public bidet seems even worse to me than a public toilet.
This was at like a wedding, and everybody was dressed, and it was a fancy hotel with a bidet. Well, it was fancy until that motherfucker.
I was finding one as... Had no idea what it was. Mm. Not a clue.
He thought it was a shower.
I leaned over and I turned the handle and the damn thing blasted me in the neck with water. my buddy was right behind me because we were both like looking over. We both fall back, you know, onto the toilet. It was straight out of a movie. And, it could have been in a movie.
Yeah. Can handle even the most extreme bidet problems?
He's a very competent plumber. And should the bidet... be damaged beyond repair. How soon would you be able to replace it with a new bidet?
Ryan, I think this is a good place to wrap it up.
To cut her off, Sam.
Ooh, that sounds painful, Ryan. We're not going.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
Okay, well, let's conclude. So, this wraps up another... To
reiterate.
This wraps up another fun-filled, thoughtful, charming, hopefully enjoyable episode of Burn and Rave. I'm Sam.
I am Ryan, and you should all probably go get tested now.
Yeah. For positive, for being awesome.
Oh.
But go get
COVID. Well, yeah, a whole different direction.
You should get COVID tested.
No, I was just in general, probably.
Tested for everything.
You're just dragging it on. You're really being a dead horse here.
Vitamin D is important. Get tested for... It's true. This is... And then I'll end because I'm dragging it this time. But people who have died of COVID have been vitamin D deficient. That has been a consistent thread among those who have passed. So take your vitamin D. I did not. That was not.
And
that was funny in my mind. But
and the leading cause of death among jokes on podcasts is vitamin D. So, you know.
I thought it was maybe stringing out outros too long.
I don't know what they're talking about.
I don't know.
It's like an encore.
Yes!
Let's assume.
It's an unwanted
since we encore. Get no live feedback.
Right.
I'm going to assume
mm-hmm.
that they are all so incensed
right.
with our performance
right.
that they're cheering.
When right. you and assume you make an ass of you and me.
And that's what this is.
At the moment we say, well, this concludes, you can hear a collective, oh, no, please, no. And then we, right?
Yeah.
Joe's the only one groaning. The fans.
They, you know, working his fingers to
they
the
want
bone.
Us to stretch this shit like silly putty, like as far as you can
go. I'm talking about somebody who just wants to hear themselves talk. The type of person where you put it on mute, you talk to someone in the office for 2 minutes, you come back to it, and they're still talking.
No, they don't. They want to go to work.
No, I don't think we're stopping them. If it comes down to us or work, I'm pretty sure work is going to win every time.
See? Then we have no incentive to end the show.
See? You go ahead and go to work. We'll still be here when you come back. Just leave the shit on. No, don't even leave it on pause. Let it go live.
Yeah.
We'll still be talking.
Yeah.
We'd go for 30, 40, 50 hours straight.
We basically just cut ourselves off.
We're going to have an a-thon. A talk-a-thon?
Burn and rave-a-thon.
But at the end, all dried out.
I'm starting to feel like that now. We better end this show. Well, thanks again, everyone. We will see you soon.
Mañana. Nope.
Next week.
Nope.
Next
yep.
week-o.
Yep.
I don't know how to say that in Spanish.
I don't either.
We're going
to
learn.
But I do know that just adding an O to the end of things usually doesn't work. But sometimes it does. But no, sometimes it does.
It can get you in a lot
so,
of trouble.
Anyway, good night.
Good night, O.
Do not go gentle into that good night. Old age should burn and rave at close of day. Rage against the dying of the light.